hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ, not in the studio with me today. He's actually, he went to band camp. There was this one time in band camp. We'll hear all about it next week on the first 2026 edition of the big show because, old Cock Johnson has formed a musical group with some friends of his. He does have those outside of his Scuba Radio family. And 2026 is going to be an interesting year. So, here we are between, Christmas and the new year. And at the moment, we have a bit of a skeleton crew. I may have scared everybody away last week with the Scuba Radio Christmas Craft Stravaganza show, which I think was one for the record books. But we do have Vinny Two Tanks. Jerry the Diver Guy is threatening to join us. The Aqua Gypsy. Casey the Tobacco Nut. They all might appear today. Who knows? But they're moving a little slow. Once again, I don't know if it has anything to do with the crap extravaganza, but we'll make do with Vinny Two Tanks. He kind of, pretty much the show centers around old Vinny anyway. Really, wouldn't you agree, Vinny? What are you laughing
where
at,
you
Vinny?
Come up with that?
What? You provide hours and hours of nonstop entertainment, and I probably don't say that enough.
Really?
Yeah.
Last year I won the award for being the funniest guy, but
right. See?
I just didn't get why I won.
Well,
maybe
I mean,
that's the reason why I won.
Yeah. And at the end of the year, we did have, an annual prize kind of thing. But this week everybody was recovering from the crap extravaganza and CJ had to take the week off. So I don't know, maybe we'll do that next year. Maybe you'll have to defend your title. I mean, just the fact that you're the only one with me today.
Yeah, it looks like I won again, at least
yes,
for today.
process of elimination. No one else is here, so I dubbed the funniest guy of 2025 too, Benny. There you go. You get it. And because of that, you'll get the same thing you got the year before.
Well,
Jack Squat!
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, you got a little cut on your nose, I see, on the YouTube feed. What happened? Something.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
I don't know. It was the night before last. I guess I had a little
Christmas
bit,
and all through
I guess
the house.
I had a little bit too much to drink.
Yeah.
And I can't believe it. To my chagrin, I didn't turn the light on. I was getting up to try to get in bed, and I guess I tripped over something and I hit the deck, man.
Okay, so it was the night before Christmas, through the house. There was a mouse. It tripped over and hit your nose.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got a little mark on my nose there.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. That's none. At least you're okay.
That's the key thing.
Yeah. I mean, you hit your head, but that's, at least you don't use that.
I can't believe I did that, but I did that.
Okay. Fair enough. But look, we got some stuff coming up on the show today. It's going to be pretty interesting. It's one of the stunt folks from the new movie Avatar. Avatar 3 just came out. What is it? Fire and Ash, I think. Have you heard about this? You know, it's the third volume in the Avatar movie series, Vinny. One of the stunt folks is going to join us a little bit later on, tell us about her involvement in that blockbuster hit that's obviously in the theaters right now. And we'll find out what she was doing as far as keeping all the actors and actresses safe, because they did a lot of breath hold work in that movie. Yeah, they were in a tank. All these actresses and actors were in the tank and breath holding for 2-3 minutes at a time or more, filming these scenes. Now, a lot of it was action captured or, you know, like motion captured technology, and they wore the special suits, but then they, you know, printed the avatar creatures on top of them. But those were real actors. And we have one of the stunt folks on the show today. It ought to be pretty interesting. Have you watched any of the Avatar movies, Vinny, or does that not interest you personally?
I saw the first one.
Yeah. Okay. So you're at least one behind.
I'm two behind.
Now you're two. Exactly. Yeah. They're technically very interesting. And, you know, they had to create all this special technology. You know, we actually talked about that quite a bit last week on the show.
Mm-hmm.
For the Crabstravaganza. And, you know, I mean, and by the way, I never really got your thoughts on how that all went. Did you think last week's episode of the Scuba Radio Christmas Crabstravaganza, do you think that was the best one we've ever done?
I thought that was a well-done show.
Yeah.
I really did.
I mean, I'll tell you what. I was
surprised how good it went.
It's like, you don't expect that kind of quality entertainment from our group, do you?
I was surprised how well put together it really was, considering all the other circumstances around it. Yeah.
Yeah. What, considering the people that put it together? You're like,
when you're trying to put something together, there's always a hiccup here or there. And
right. Well, it was a major undertaking to do the world's first underwater Christmas light parade, wasn't it?
Right. There was a lot of crew objections. And
you
overcame those.
I did.
And I was impressed.
Okay.
I tried to help you.
Well, you did.
Yeah, I said the water was clear enough, and they kept saying it was too. And I go, no, the water's fine.
Yeah, right there in front of the Gomez Hilton. If you didn't catch it,
I'm
trying
to help you with that.
I
want to get points for that.
Well, you did. I mean, once again, you're the funniest guy 2025 on Scuba Radio. So there you go. Yeah, you get that just for brown nosing like you just did there.
Well, no, I just tried to help you. I just wanted to try to get credit for doing something.
You know, tried to help brown nose, that same kind of thing.
That's it.
But regardless. But yeah, I mean.
I thought it went out really well. I actually did.
Yeah.
I was surprised how well it went.
Yes. I was too. To be honest, we go into shows like that. We have no idea what's going to happen. And then, you do it. And then you think like, oh boy, this was a bad decision. Which would not be the first time that we've said such a thing before we started a broadcast. But yeah, last week's Scuba Radio Christmas Crabstravaganza, I think, was on another level. It's going to be hard to top that one next year, I will say. But if you didn't hear it, go back and listen to it. You know, a lot of people ask me, what do you think, Greg, of what you do week in and week out? And usually what happens is we do the show every Saturday from 3 to 5 Eastern time, and I immediately block everything out just for my own sanity. But I will admit, this was one of those rare shows where I had to go back and actually listen to what happened to kind of refresh my memory from the festivities that happened for the Christmas Crabstravaganza. And I felt proud. I was like, wow, we really accomplished something. We set a new low of what is possible for radio. And this is the kind of top quality entertainment you won't get on any other scuba podcast in the world, let alone a radio show that does both. The Aqua Gypsy is with me right now. I think she'd back me up on that. She's looking at me like, God, don't bring me into this conversation.
Yeah.
But I have to, Brittany. I mean, you were there. You were part of the Crabstravaganza. Do you feel honored, or do you wish I wouldn't have brought this up again and thought that was, you know, the past and it should stay there?
It was a giant blur to me.
Okay. And I will say, for Christmas, and this might be a result of doing the Scuba Radio Crabstravaganza last week, for Christmas I got a cold. So, I don't know. It was karma, maybe. It might have been a little bit of that. But we'll suffer through today and reflect on the last year and the one coming up next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Show off your good taste and wear your favorite radio show and podcast logo with official Scuba Radio merch.
Merch is short for merchandise.
No sh**. Thank you. Very helpful. We've got more than ever at scubaradio.com.
I like it. Sweet.
We're talking high-quality, sharp-looking Scuba Radio hats, shirts, hoodies, beach towels, blankets, board shorts, rash guards, pajama pants, coffee mugs, phone cases, magnets, umbrellas, wall clocks, tennis shoes, even flip-flops.
That's a mouthful.
It is a lot of Scuba Radio swag.
Big time. Lots of stuff. Speaking of which, tell them about the Scuba Radio stuff for women divers.
We didn't forget about the ladies. We've got women's leggings, crop top tees, and tons more stuff for women.
I rock my Scuba Radio merch all the time. Tons of compliments.
Flex your riz.
What?
Represent the drip.
Just don't.
The biggest assortment of Scuba Radio merch ever. Get yours now at scubaradio.com.